Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We'll be taking your phone calls as we normally do. That is the point of the program. But tonight, there's a little bit of an extra element, and that is, a live studio audience, first and foremost. We are at the site of the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, as we have been at the 2008 and 7 Porcupine Freedom Festivals, and it's great to be here. This time around, it is at a different location entirely from where it's been, at least the last two times we've been at it, Mark. Yes. This time it's at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. And I think so far, I honestly haven't even had a chance to walk the campground at all. Have you?
I've done that. I've been around from just campsite to campsite, just doing the social butterfly thing, flitting about.
Okay. And what would you say as far as comparison's sake to last year's venue?
I haven't seen all of the amenities, and that's what I'm really going to compare it by when I get the opportunity. However, I consider it to be more compact, and that's a good thing. In some cases, at the previous campground, what was it called? Gunstock?
Yes.
It would be a long walk from campsite to campsite or campsite to, you know, one of the venues, and that's not so cool. Here, it's not a long walk.
So, yeah, everything's a lot more compressed, and, of course, there are hundreds of liberty-minded people here. I should point out that the Porcupine Freedom Festival is put on a yearly basis by the Free State Project, which is an organization designed to encourage as many people as possible, thousands of them, hopefully, to move here to New Hampshire in order to become activists for liberty. And so the idea behind Porkfest is to bring hundreds of those people together to the same place on one weekend, or actually Jason Osborne is going to join us here in a moment from SACL CAI. He's been here since Sunday, so some people really stretch it out and really make it into quite an event. But it's going to be a great time. We just got here today. We'll be here all weekend long, broadcasting live. Still taking your calls, of course, at 800-259-9231.
And as you said, there are hundreds and hundreds of liberty-loving individuals here this weekend for this event. And I'd like to point out that every year I notice more and more women at the event. It's the first time that I was ever at any libertarian type event. It was all men.
Yeah.
And it's here, it's got to be 60-40. And I'm just trying to be conservative. And it's a very good thing. I love to see them here.
Very good. So, GCN, just a heads up to you. I'm being told there is no sound on our streams, which may mean that you're not sending everything over to the ISDN. Just a technical thing. We'll see if we can work that out during the break. Sorry to anybody that's obviously not hearing this on the Internet. but we will get all the bugs worked out here. We've done this remote broadcast thing before. We can still take your phone calls, 800-259-9231. I haven't had a chance to even break in and take a look at what the schedule is. I know that there were some people that went to Manchester today on a Porcupine bus tour. Of course, the porcupine is the mascot of the Free State Project, the idea being that instead of the old don't tread on me with a coiled snake, it's now don't tread on me with a cute, cuddly little porcupine that is not going to hurt anybody unless you do tread upon.
Right. You really have to go after the porcupine to get hurt, and that's why it's a great symbol for the Free State Project. I know tomorrow that there's going to be a big hike led by Anarcho Jesse, so that should be a lot of fun.
I guess. If you're into hiking. 1-800-259-9231. We do have a special guest here with us. He is Jason Osborne, the principal behind SACL CAI, the prime sponsor of Free Talk Live, and probably the prime sponsor of the Porcupine Freedom Festival, at least from what I've seen. I've seen some SACL CAI banners hanging about here and there. Jason, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Good to have you here. You came up all the way from Ohio. Did you get here Sunday? Is that right?
That's right. I'm not going to drive all this way and not make at least a week of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you bring anybody else up with you, or is it just you?
Yeah, I brought John Shaw from Think Twice News with me.
Oh, yeah, I did finally get to meet John Shaw, also the moderator of the Free Talk Live BBS. Very popular guy. I didn't recognize him without the eye patch. I thought he was the one eye.
And the middle finger extended.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where that's the picture that you would see of him should you go to thinktwicenews.com. Is that the
That's right, thinktwicenews.com.
Thinktwicenews.com. Now, what is Think Twice News?
John Shaw would probably be a better explainer.
You are the producer. You should be able,
sure.
to explain this.
It's libertarian news, and it's having fun, right? Because most libertarian-type things are kind of stiffy and you know, sweater vest wearing and so forth. So we're just trying to be a little more fun with it. Throw in a little humor, a little puppetry, a little science fiction, and the occasional zombie.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea is to make compelling content that people want to watch that has a liberty-oriented slant, and I think they're doing a great job of it.
Absolutely. So thinktwicenews.com, you guys have had about five episodes so far.
Five or six.
Available in full HD via YouTube. And are you anywhere else or just on YouTube? Is it just a YouTube channel?
It's just broadcast through YouTube right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right, cool. And how many subscribers at this point, do you know?
I believe a little over 100.
200?
Hopefully
200? 200.
I hear 200. Good. That's awesome.
Not bad.
I'm hoping to get probably three or four times that after this weekend. Trying to get everyone here at the Pork Fest to subscribe.
Well, you, wherever Jason Osborne is, the fun is to follow. Why don't you explain what you have set up here for Free Talk Live amplifiers tonight?
Yeah, we're keeping a little low-key this year. You know, the economy's bad. We're all trying to cut back and stuff.
Right.
So we've got a nice table of rum displayed for the amplifiers this evening.
Well,
tomorrow.
Last year, you did the Fun 10, which was really big, and lots of free alcohol. And the fact is, there were certain people that kind of came in and maybe took advantage, I guess, of the freebies. And you've locked it down to Free Talk Live amplifiers only this year. So some random camper that might be on the campgrounds can't just wander in and drink your wallet dry.
Yeah, I wasn't real concerned about that. It was more I didn't really understand the lay of the land of this campground, and without having anyone here on the street to scope it out for me, I'd just want to take a year off a little bit and check it out for myself and get ready for next year, kick it up a notch,
see.
Make it even better than last time.
Excellent. So folks can come up here, and if they're not a Free Talk Live amplifier, they could sign up right here on the spot.
Right here on the spot.
Okay, very cool. So I can see people are gathering out there already, enjoying the, what are we calling this? I mean, the fun table? What is that?
That looks about what it is.
It's a pretty fun table, I can assure you of that.
Got a rum theme going on tonight. Tomorrow will be vodka theme, and Saturday will be tequila theme, I believe.
Okay. I see a lot of dark rums over there, and then that one white bottle. Is what is that?
It's for the more girly types who need to keep it down.
Delicious. I think I'll have some of that later.
Very good. Well, as always, Jason, it's great to have you out here, and thank you for coming out and doing everything that you've done to help promote Free Talk Live and to promote freedom.
No problem. That's why I'm here.
Excellent. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we will be broadcasting here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival all weekend long. There is a lot to talk about. There are a lot of interesting people here. A lot of people, faces we recognize. Brand new folks here as well that I've never seen before, which is always great. And it's my understanding that the campground is not only sold out, so there's no way you're going to be at this point if you show up tomorrow. You can show up and you can walk around and you can meet people, but you're not going to be able to buy a campsite. If you're lucky, you'll be able to find a campsite with which to share with someone, perhaps.
I don't think that's if you're lucky. If you're polite, you'll find a campsite to share with people.
I didn't know if there were that many of them that were available, but I saw a couple of motels just down the road, so there's still probably room in the general vicinity. It's not too late if you're in the New England area to come up and experience the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. So let's see, what else is coming up here this weekend?
This evening they're going to have a poker tournament, and I intend to go and clean
them
all
up. Where is that happening? I see some gambling tables right over there.
Picnic hall.
Okay.
And there's, of course, the bonfire that's at every one of them, and there'll be lots of drinking and
who knows what else.
Smoking cigars or something out there.
Cigars and et cetera. You hear some laughing.
They have all kinds of stuff going on. There's a kickball tournament earlier today, horseshoe tournament. And so tomorrow they're going to have what's that group that does the Alt Expo is going to be doing
the Alternatives Expo, which is a great example of the self-organization, kind of decentralized factor of this movement, where if the activists feel like it's not right, whatever it is, they'll just go, instead of complaining about it, they'll just go off and do their own thing. And so the Alternatives Expo decided, well, we need more speakers, we need more presentations, we need more topics, so they just went ahead and they created their own side event.
Yep, basically. And it's compelling stuff. I go every year. This year I've got beekeeping on my list, but they're doing Swedish deep tissue massages. There's a 21st century preparedness, 7 practical tips for disaster readiness. There's give me an A for agorism, so that's going to be building a free market from the ground up. There's, of course, a shooting tournament that Bill will win, and the water slide for kids, and just everything that you could imagine going on.
Yeah, there is a lot happening here, and you're just talking about some of the things that are happening tomorrow. tomorrow. We're not here to just give you a sales pitch on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've also got a show to do. I just hadn't had a chance to open up my my show prep, honestly. So we'll get in. We'll find that. We'll get into it. I think our audio problems have been solved for our folks on the internet. 13-year-old strip search unconstitutional. I see that, Mark. We'll talk about it. And you can bring up anything. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. I'm sure we'll also round up some other interesting folks to talk to here in the Free Talk Live remote studio, live from Pork Fest.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. We're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231. Okay.
Okay, this is Free Talk Live. We are live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. And, of course, tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And our website, by the way, is freetalklive.com. Speaking of .coms and that sort of thing, Mark, we need to talk about people like SACL CAI and that sort of thing tonight. Of course, we already did mention Jason Osborne. He was here with us. SACL CAI helping put this entire event on, of course, helping Free Talk Live continue on and up, onward and upward. You can visit them if you need some help with collections. They do not only collections, but also early out billing and charged off. They will purchase charged off receivables. You can get details if you click through their banner right at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So look for the SACL CAI banner. If you own a business, or perhaps you know somebody that owns a business or works in an accounts receivable department or something like that, you definitely want to put them in touch with SACL CAI, because you don't want to be doing your own collections. What a pain. SACL will handle that stuff for you. So we're going to continue here. I know we'll get to that story about the Supreme Court and the 13-year-old strip search found unconstitutional. Sounds like a little bit of good news. But we've actually got some more guests, some interesting folks to talk to here in our makeshift studio tonight, which I have to say is pretty nice for a campground. We're up in we're up above an arcade, and there we can see, are these the White Mountains, Mark, that are out outside this window?
Yes,
here?
They are.
They are very very beautiful. The view here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster is tremendous. So come on out if you're in the New England area. It's worth the trip up up New Hampshire.
There's nothing like the view I have right here. Nothing like it.
Absolutely not. So joining us tonight here on the third microphone, Dawn Lincoln is with us, and she is one of the doers in the more the political side of the movement with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Dawn, I'm sure long-time listeners have heard of the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Dennis makes a regular habit of calling into our show and kind of keeping us up to date with what's going on. But why don't you kind of introduce our brand-new listeners, somebody who's just now tuning in for the first time. What's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and why should somebody who lives in Wyoming care?
Well, thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Yeah, the Liberty Alliance is a nonpartisan political organization, and our main goal is to safeguard and enhance liberties in New Hampshire. We do that mostly by keeping a close eye on what's going on in the State House. We review with a team of volunteers. We have dozens of volunteers who review every bill, which is over 1,000 that come before our legislature every year.
Before you go on.
Yeah, right. This has to be
talked about.
We can't talk about that for 10 seconds and leave it alone. People
okay.
have no idea the value of this. This isn't happening in your state. No one is holding them accountable in your state.
Right.
Here in New Hampshire, we volunteers, like you said, I am one of them, read every single word of every single bill that's proposed. Every change to every bill, everything that's going to be voted on by the legislature has to come through us. There's a, you know, we look at it, but give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and there's the gold sheet, which is distributed.
The gold standard, right?
The gold standard, which is distributed by the NHLA to every one of the voting reps, and you know, because I am a member of the NHLA, are getting so much done.
Yeah, we are. I mean, there's still a lot to be done, of course, but
sure,
we have, like you say, all those bills. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of man hours, but it's well worth it. And I don't know, like you say, of any other state that is doing anything like that.
Right.
It's an automated system, automated in the fact that the bills come into an online system. You review them online, and everything is tracked and rated online, given the different issues. We have 10 different categories, and depending on how you rate them, and if you say it's a high impact, low impact, anti-liberty, pro-liberty, neutral, et cetera, it comes up with a score. And then that gives us an alert to, here's a high-impact, pro-liberty bill that we want to get
really
some people focused on and get down there to testify, which we help people learn how to be effective at the State House. How do you go in there and testify? You know, how do you dress? How do you look? How do you present yourself? How long do you talk? 3 minutes or less? More, and the state reps all start glazing
There's
over.
There's nothing like that available that I've ever heard of in this movement. And just the amount of volunteers is tremendous. How many people would you say volunteer for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance
throughout the year?
Yeah, I mean, through the bill review process, we have dozens of people who help with that. We have other people who volunteer to give out our gold standards to the state reps every week that they're in session, to give with the NHLA MLA's take on a bill is, if it's being pro-liberty or not, and if they should vote for or against the bill. So we have volunteers who do that, volunteers who go to different outreach events to give out information to let people know about the NHLA.
100 at least, maybe?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's
and these are
incredible.
People throughout the country, actually.
So, yeah, you don't have to be in New Hampshire to read a bill or
nope.
something like
right.
that.
Right, so for bill reviewing, exactly, that part people can do from home because it is online, so you don't have to be able to come to the State House to do that. So the people who are on the ground here in New Hampshire, we try to activate them and get them mm-hmm. to be in the political process and come to the State House and meet your reps. I mean, your reps, since we have such a citizen-based legislature with one rep for every 3,000 people, you really can get to know your representative. They may be your next-door neighbor. Like, mine actually lives 5 houses up the road from me.
One rep for 3,000 people. Now, on Free Talk Live, we talk about how there's so much going on here in New Hampshire. There's all kinds of different activism. But the political realm, while I, for one, don't think it's the quickest path to freedom, I have to say, political action in New Hampshire is much more feasible than I've seen so far than anywhere else. I was reading some of the statistics from California about how many people one of their representatives supposedly represents, and what's the ratio there? Here it's one out of 3,000 is the average size?
Right. You can't get close to your reps in states like California. I mean, like
I say,
New Hampshire is very feasible that you do know them. You run into them at the grocery store, at the farmer's market, at the dump.
That makes a difference because they're not insulated from you. When you call them, and I've done this a number of times, when you call them, you, in many cases, are calling their cell phone or you're calling their home office number. Some little kid's going to pick up the phone and answer them, where's mine?
It's not even a home office number. It's just the home
house.
Number.
Yeah. Right. They don't have
on the wall in the kitchen.
Right. So.
And they want to hear from their constituents. Most representatives are very, very open. They want to hear from their constituents, the people in their district. How are they feeling about the issues? What do they need from them? They want to know and they want to help. So, I mean, it's our job to do that. We need to let them know how we feel about the things, because if we don't, you can kind of say it's almost our fault if things go the way we don't want them to, if we're not expressing our opinion about them in a respectful, professional manner.
And I think that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has had some real success stories so far on...
Not the least of which is, once again, wrestling to the mat, the seatbelt bill. They tried to sneak it through. They're not going to do it. It's only 2 terms, even for the governor here in New Hampshire. There are no 4-year terms in New Hampshire.
2 years,
not,
okay.
So it's all 2-year
term limits, though, right?
There's no term limits.
Right. That's correct. So if you get a good politician, if there is such a thing, you can keep them. but they're not going to do that on a re-election year, so it's been wrestled to the mat here on the non-re-election year, and I think it's gone for 2 years again.
It's probably gone for good. I mean, they might put it forward again, but it's going to get progressively more and more difficult for some piece of legislation like that to go through, because as you pointed out, you've got over 100 volunteers. You probably have hundreds more as far as membership is concerned. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, of course, isn't the only activist group on the ground that is in favor of liberty. There are also more. You guys cover a wide spectrum of issues. There are also issue-centric groups. I know that one of the guys here was working on gay marriage, for instance. Just as one example, of course, the New Hampshire Common Sense Coalition for Common Sense is working on medical marijuana at this time. And you guys
the Real ID people. There's a separate organization for that. Right. There's a lot of special interest groups as well.
Yeah, I don't even know where I was going with that, but there's a lot that that people can get involved with here. And if you don't mind, can you hang on for just a little bit?
I'd love to.
Okay, we're going to bring Dawn back. Dawn Lincoln from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Perhaps you have a question. Maybe you can get some ideas as far as how you could set something like this up in your state. I know people want to believe they can have a chance at liberty where they live, and I believe that it's possible, but it's going to take a long time because we're just kind of getting the ball rolling here in New Hampshire, and we only have a few hundred people on the ground. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass locking by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. We are live on location at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, Lancaster, New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. My first time here. It's been a lot of fun so far. Really haven't had much more time than to kind of get the car unpacked, get the equipment set up, and go down and grab something to eat. But I did have the chance to see the party that's going on right now outside here, where it looks like at least 100 people are down there enjoying one another's company, eating and doing who knows what else, speechifying, etc. There's a lot going on. It's all weekend long. We'll be broadcasting live tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday night. So the show still runs as normal, just with a little bit heavier guest load than we normally have. Typically not a guest-based show, but since we're here with all these interesting folks, it'd be a shame to not talk to some of them here on the air tonight. And yes,
Freedom Book Club and freedombookclub.com invites you to participate in our summer reading event. Go to freedombookclub.com and choose your preference from the four finalists. Then purchase the book of the month. New winners are announced every month. It's freedombookclub.com, making freedom a bestseller.
All right, again, the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We're talking about a very unique organization of political activists. It's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Hundreds of people are involved with this. At least 100 people are volunteering on an active basis. They're reading every single piece of legislation that is proposed for the New Hampshire State House, which
among other things
on it. Yeah, that's one of the many things, but that's a huge task. And I'm just blown away by the amount of things that you guys have been able to do. How long has the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance been around? Dawn Lincoln, who is joining us.
Thank you. The Liberty Alliance has been around for over 5 years now, about 5.5 years since its inception. And like I say, we've been doing the bill reviews. And now the bill reviews feed into our gold standard that we hand out to the state reps. Mm-hmm. And that all feeds into our annual Liberty rating, which... we name the Legislator of the Year, which we're going to do at our annual, again, Liberty Dinner, which is on July 10th at Casey's Rib Shack in Manchester.
Tell me more about the Liberty Rating. What is that?
The Liberty Rating is a report card, basically, of all the state reps and the state senators based on factual information, which we get from their roll call votes. Not all votes are recorded, but the ones that are, that we find to have a Liberty impact, could be an economic, it could be a good government type of bill, or a social type of thing, you know. We try to look at a smattering of those type of bills, put them into the report card. We give them a rating based on if they're of the impact, high, low, or medium impact, because obviously some bills are more important than others. Even if they have a strong Liberty stance, they still could be a lower impact.
Sure.
So we factor that all in, and we come up with a numerical rating for the representatives. And out of that, we get a Legislator of the Year who gets a nice hunk of granite engraved with their...
You know, and the legislators compete for this, some more than others, obviously. There's some that really could care less what their Liberty rating is, and usually we call them constitutional threats. But by and large, there's a competition going on, especially, among the more Liberty-oriented legislators, and I think it's a great idea. And if you're a listener to this show right now, you have to ask yourself, who in my state is rating my state representatives and senators for their Liberty rating?
Right. I mean, it's a big job. There's a lot of time and effort spent on that task. It's very large. But when you have a lot of volunteers and people who care passionately about this, because we have to hold our legislators accountable.
I have in my briefcase, everywhere I take it, my rating from the NHLA of all the legislators. I can whip it out if I'm talking to somebody and, you know, show them right there. Look, this legislator we're talking about has a C. This one has an F. And
right.
It's invaluable.
Because, you know, most people... You know, not to disparage anyone, but a lot of people have no idea what is going on in Concord. And everything that the reps are doing up there affects each of us in some way or another. So to not pay attention to the process is, I don't know, I just wish more people would. I mean, I can understand. I mean, I had my times in my life certainly where I was apolitical and didn't get involved. But now you just say, you know, you got to know what's going on and you have to speak up.
Those who are the educated, they have a larger impact. The vast majority of the public, and I've got to say that I was in that section of the public at one point, don't even know who their representatives to Congress in the U.S. Congress are. They don't know who their senators are. They don't have any idea.
Right. I think there's a lot of distraction going on. You know, pay attention to this issue and don't watch what we're really doing. You know, they're raising our taxes, taking away our liberties inch by inch by inch, and what we've got to do is start taking them back inch by inch by inch.
So people can go to nhliberty.org.
Yes.
And they can take a look and see what you guys are currently doing, maybe where you might need some volunteers. There is a forum there, I believe, a fairly active forum as well.
Yes.
So great way to plug into what's happening from wherever you might happen to be. And I'm sure you guys will accept contributions, donations, that sort
of thing. We do. We do like contributions because we're still in the hole from the last political season, actually. Our PAC is not up to zero yet.
Oh, dear.
Well, we got all those extra sign-ups from the Glenn Beck mention. You'd think that there might be a few bucks coming from there.
Hopefully. I mean, we had
Send out an email.
We call it the Beck bump. When Representative Dan Issa was on the Glenn Beck show about HCR6, the state sovereignty bill, we got at least 1,000 new members throughout the country from that event. And people interested in how can they do similar things in their state, a few of those questions. And I'm sure we definitely get a lot of activists and, you know, people that are interested in the Tea Party type of things. And
sure.
You wouldn't be able to do what you're doing if you didn't have the number of people. This is a job that is impossible for a handful of activists to handle. And I used to live down in Sarasota, Florida, where there are over 300,000 people living in the area. I remember going to the Libertarian Party of Florida meeting where they had a once-a-year convention thing. There might have been 50 to 70 people there. So you guys have, just on your volunteer staff alone, more activists than would have ever come out to a statewide gathering of libertarians
right.
down in Florida. I mean, just you have to have those numbers, and so that's why I feel bad for anybody that's saying to themselves, "Well, I sure would like to start this in Ohio." Well, good luck, but I don't know how well it's going to work out for you.
Right. Well, that's because New Hampshire is the live free or die state. I mean, they have a long ingrained tradition of respecting the freedom and liberty of their constituents here in the state, and the people expect it. You know, New Hampshire has no sales tax, no income tax. We have no helmet law. We still have no seatbelt law, no mandatory auto insurance. And we're one of the best states to live in as far as the crime rate goes. And that's probably related to our good gun rights in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. And you'd think with all those, oh, my gosh, they don't have mandatory auto insurance, that the whole state would be on fire. If you listen to the statists out there, you would believe that you have to have government to handle all of these things. And somehow we're getting along just fine.
Yeah, and the auto insurance is cheaper here than it was down in Florida.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a month. My annual thing was a month. It was for me. It really dropped like
that. For me, but
well,
wow.
You're a decade younger than I am, and I'm married, and you're not.
So being married means you have to pay more for auto insurance?
I'm sorry that you don't get out much, but yes.
Why would that be? I mean,
because married people are responsible.
But if you have to pay more, does that mean you're irresponsible because you're at greater risk?
Yes.
So how am I missing?
You are in a demographic that is irresponsible.
You said you pay more because you're married.
No, I pay less.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't he say he paid more?
Am I mistaken?
Yeah. He did. Okay.
Jason, the whole crowd's turned on me.
My goodness.
It's getting ugly.
Well, Dawn, NHLiberty.org is the website. You guys are doing a fantastic job. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on Free Talk Live.
Anytime.
The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. You can, as always, bring up whatever is on your mind. Oh, she also mentioned the gold standard, which I think is really cool. And Dennis has told us about this before, where they have this printout, basically, and they hand it out to the representatives before they go in and they vote. And the Democrats and the Republicans kind of give them their talking points and the things that they should vote on. But how many places in the country do you have the libertarians actually delivering to the so-called representatives how they should vote if they want to vote for liberty?
It's my understanding.
How cool is that?
Actually, that the libertarian, the Democrats and the Republicans don't bother with printed sheets generally, unless it's an important bill. They just have their whip, make signals above their head, and then the Democrats decide to, they have
follow or not.
They have a signal. I love it to vote for this, vote against this, and then they have one for you can vote your conscience.
Oh, how nice!
Yeah, it's nice to know that they let the representatives vote their conscience, but that doesn't have the power of the printed words sitting in right in front of them.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. We're going to come back with more live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. The audience has been gathering here. I see some happy faces out there, some woos. Jason, of course, at the fun table with the rum for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. So good times here at the Pork Fest. More on the way. We'll take your calls about what you want if you make them.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
right look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We're live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. The party has, I think, only just begun for tonight, and there will be bonfires and drinking, and there's already drinking, and all kinds of fun going on here at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's also a family atmosphere. There are a lot of people with kids. There's a pool over there, and I think there's probably hiking and stuff like that. You said there's hiking with somebody going on tomorrow.
I can't believe the diversity of the group. There's, you know, there's families, there's single people, there's males, females, children, everything you can imagine. Mohawks and straight kids with no tattoos. It's a whole works.
So you can go to porkfest.com if you want to learn more about the event that we are broadcasting from here. Of course, your calls are the what the show is about. What's the story on the? We're going to get to some more guests here in a moment, but first off, what's the story? And I see Sam walking in the door. What's the story on the Supreme Court, Mark? Do you have that one?
Yeah, this is from McClatchy. DC.com. Washington Supreme Court ruled Thursday that the strip search of a 13-year-old student, this is a girl, violated the constitutional protection against unreasonable search and seizure. I can't believe that the Supreme Court actually held up a portion of the Fourth Amendment, but apparently getting buck naked for a teenage girl in public school... making your strip all the way down. They ruled 8-1, so it was a decisive ruling.
Oh, you know what? I bet I know why.
Why is that?
It's because it was the school officials that did it. If it were the cops that did it, it'd be probably okay.
It might very well be.
Yeah, because if you've got a badge, then everything is all right. Whatever you do, you can kill people with a badge and no problem.
Yeah, the officials were, they stripped her down to, I should be clear, they stripped her down to her bra and underpants. They were looking for pain relievers.
Advils.
Yeah.
Oh, ibuprofen.
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
It's the
stuff brand. Anybody can go into the pharmacy and buy. Even a child, I believe, can go and
anybody
buy
can get, anybody
aspirin
can get
off the
Advil.
Shelf. We've actually got George, TSA George. We can hear you now, George. You're with us tonight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can go get something from 7-Eleven, but you'll get stripsters at the school for it.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's either that or an hour later. You know, the schools have just they've come unglued there.
Well, it's a zero tolerance, Mark, and that's the policy that is kind of the basis of all of this.
Now, I would like, there's a very telling comment here from David Souter, who will be sorely missed when he leaves the Supreme Court. He says, the content of the suspicion failed to match the degree of the intrusion.
Run that by me one more time.
The content of the suspicion failed to match the degree of the intrusion.
Oh, so if they had been looking for crack, then it would have been okay?
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, apparently, if they're looking for a bomb, they could have the girl crap in a pan or something in order to be able to go through it. It's
bend over and cough.
That's what they're saying here. One can draw the conclusion from if the suspicion is thorough enough, then they can go as far as they want.
So
once again, the victory is a loss.
It's just so sad. I don't know where else to go with that. It's crazy. Let's talk to TSA George.
Before you go on, there's one more point that needs to be brought out, and George, you can comment on this. The court also softened the potential blow by ruling the individual officials who oversaw Redding's search could not be held responsible. So, it was unconstitutional what they did, stripping this girl down to her bra and panties, looking for Advils that she could buy in the supermarket.
Naughty, naughty.
They can't actually be held personally responsible. They were still, after all, only doing their duty.
Well, it doesn't even sound to me like the district is going to be held responsible. Does it say anything here about the school district
anyway? If it's unconstitutional, then somebody can be held responsible. But
obviously not. If it's just unconstitutional, then that's just them saying, the Supreme Court's just basically saying, well, there should be none of this in the future.
They'll have to file a civil case, and they'll bring the district up. But at that point,
then
it's still just the taxpayers that carry the burden. The people who did it are once again not held responsible. It's crazy. We have a system of two classes of people. A class of people that are held responsible for their actions and the actions of others, and a class of people who are not.
Right. Even when there is a clear victim. In this case, this little girl was victimized by these people. When they will hold us responsible for things that don't involve a victim.
They'll hold you responsible for something you didn't do. They'll hold you responsible for what a school official did. You've got to pay in order to compensate this victim for what the school official did, and they are not responsible for their own actions. And the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, the arbiter of what is constitutional and unconstitutional, decided that this was justice. This is what we've got for justice in this country.
That's what it's come to.
That's right. Pay your taxes, suckers.
Yeah, basically, we had something similar happen at the airport a few weeks back. They were briefing. I wasn't there for it, but at my airport.
You work for the TSA, by the way.
Yeah, I work for TSA. Totally screwed again. Anyway, they were briefing about how at the walkthrough metal detector, one of our screeners was telling this girl to take off her jacket, what she thought was a jacket. The girl's like, no, I can't do that. And she walked through the metal detector. Kept insisting, so finally it was like during the rush, the girl took it off and came through in her underoos, and she was only 12 years old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So
and there's no punishment for them either, right? I mean,
they didn't get punished, but it was brief saying, like, if they don't want to take it off, stick them in the pen and have them get the pat down that Mark got.
Yeah, I have baggy pants on. I got a pat down. What is the deal there?
Oh,
I didn't have other pants on.
That is because what they tell me is because since explosives aren't metal, you can still put like plastic, like Semtex or C4 in your pants. It won't, as much as you want, it won't alarm the metal detector, because that's all it is. It's a metal detector.
Okay.
You know, you can put a plastic knife through there, for example, which they tried to bust me just last week because I embarrassed them when I asked them two questions about a new policy they were thinking about rolling out, but I shot that down.
What happened?
Basically, I'll start with the question. They were briefing. They're going to tell us about how we're going to start testing all the liquids that we confiscate to make sure it's safe to go into the trash.
Are you kidding?
I'm not. I told
safe to go into the trash.
Yeah, like if it's going to explode, you know, at least we don't want to checkpoint. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I told
right.
Gordon.
I'm sorry, Gardner, from all that bottled water they're taking.
Yeah, the whole idea that a terrorist. I mean, the idea is to keep people safe from terrorists by taking bottled water and baby formula and stuff like that. And the idea that some terrorist who has planned to kill himself. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're going to blow themselves up. That's the idea. The terrorist who has planned to kill himself is just going to hand over the detonator, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then,
the explosive, yeah.
If you've got a bomb and your intention was to set it off and you get caught, then you set it off right there. You
at
don't
the
let
checkpoint.
Them take it
exactly.
And test
there's
it.
No, yeah, there's no point to that. And which I, that's what I told Gardner and Julia when they were on the show a couple Saturdays ago.
Mm-hmm.
And which I had my hand up when they were like, any questions? I'm not here. Question one, if it's going to test the liquids, just make sure it's safe to go in the trash. Well, if it's safe enough to go into the trash, why ain't it safe enough to go on the plane?
With the passenger.
Yeah, they just gave me this deer in the headlights stuck like, it's too early in the morning to, you know, even talk about that.
Are they going to need to hire more TSA agents to do this testing, or are they going to take existing agents?
We're going to have to take existing agents because I was told by the management, pretty much, we have too many people as it is, even though we're understaffed, but... According to budget, we got too many people. Go work out that kind of logic.
Yeah.
But anyway, then the second question I asked was like, well, if we're going to do this in front of the passengers, won't they just see that as nothing but compliance instead of safety?
Does the passenger have to stay there as it's being tested?
Yeah. But the policy did not go through.
It did not. Proposed.
I threw those two questions out.
You're responsible. George.
And they were just like, okay, they stopped that because they were embarrassed them in front of the whole morning shift of the airport.
So was this just for the Dulles or wherever it is you work?
Yeah.
Or was it?
Well, as far as I knew, it might have been TSA-Y. I don't know. They don't tell me that.
But they flushed it down probably because it was way too slowing things down, right? I mean, don't you think?
No, it never even got off the ground.
Okay.
You know, they were saying, we're going to start doing this within a certain time, like say next week or something like that. That's
right.
When I threw out my two questions. I embarrassed the hell out of them, and then they pretty much swept it under the rug and buried it.
All right, no more questions from TSA George. Get out of here.
Yeah, so anyway, a week and a half later, they, for example, tried to snook a plastic knife thing, and, you know, through a bag of the x-rays. Like, just a plastic
who
knife.
Did? The TSA did?
Yeah, the management got their own personal airport right there. It's not the red team,
okay.
But
yeah.
We have our own.
They made their own little pink team.
Yeah,
you got 20 seconds, George.
Anyway, they brought it through, and it's like no one could catch it. Even I was like, it just looked like an orange line, and said, "Oh, you just missed this plastic knife." So for 2 days, I couldn't, you know, be on the X-ray.
Knife.
And then they wrote me up just for having a cell phone on my pocket, you know, in my belt clip right there.
Someday,
so they're after me, pretty much.
You're gonna have to get out of there someday.
I know. Yeah, tell me about it.
Thanks, dude, for coming on the show tonight. Always nice to talk to you, and welcome back to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's been to Porkfest before. So welcome back, dude. Good to have you here.
Yeah.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. I see that Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line in China. Hopefully he'll be able to hang on through the news. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.